in brightest day.
In blackest night.
You have failed this city.
We are the future, Charles, not them.
You have no idea what you are dealing with.
Shakespeare in the Park?
Avengers!
Assemble.
Hi, welcome to Rogue One Radio. This is Joey Long, and with me, as always, is Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Today I'm doing the intro. And our topic, which we're going to talk about later, is the first X-Men movie, X1. I call it X1.
I think it was just called X-Men.
It's called X1, because the second one is X2, and the third one is X3.
Okay, just go with it.
And, yeah, today we're talking about X1. Also, we have a top five list, which is top five X-Men. I went a different direction and did top five mutants, kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. Some of them are X-Men, some of them aren't. I just did top five mutant characters because I wasn't thinking.
Mine is kind of a combination of, like, when I said X-Men characters, I actually just meant characters from the X-Men comics.
Yeah, okay.
So.
And also, we have news. Let's get into the news.
Well, before we get into the news.
Let's get into the news.
Before we get into the news. We are going to take our first music break. This is from a band called the Hudson Falcons. They are from New Jersey. This song is from their 1999 album Desperation and Revolution. It is called Free Lori.
They can deprive me of physical freedom by the concrete walls and iron bars which hold me. But they can never incarcerate my mind. I will always be free.
Free love.
Hi, welcome back to Rogue One Radio, the surprise live episode. That was Free Lori by the Hudson Falcons. I wasn't aware that we could do that song. I didn't know you knew any of the Hudson Falcons.
Yeah, I'm actually friends with the guy that sings for the band. So if you've never done the live Rogue One Radio with us, there's a chat room available. I think you just go to RogueOneRadio.com and it should take you to said chat room.
Or you could go to the Twitter if you're not already here. Just go to the Twitter, that's Rogue, the number one radio.
If they're not already here, they're not going to know what you're talking about.
I'm plugging. Go to Rogue, the number one radio, that's Twitter. There's also an Instagram, but I'm not sure if the link is on there. And, yeah, come talk to us in the chat room. We're lonely. We're two weirdos in a room talking about stupid stuff.
Stupid stuff?
I mean, I'm the one that makes actual contributions. So. Come talk to us.
Yeah. Come on in the chat room and talk to us about whatever.
Also, he was the one that made the stupid Pink Floyd reference. Just thought I'd point that out.
Well, obviously. If you're in the chat room, that would make more sense. But if you're not in the chat room...
So go to the chat room and find out.
That would make no sense. Okay, we're going to get into news. Have we decided if this is the Holocron or are we just calling it Nerd News?
I don't think it needs a name. Just start talking.
Okay, news. First piece of news is Green Lantern Earth 1 Volume 2 is coming in August. And if you're not familiar with the Earth 1 universe, it's kind of like DC's version of Marvel's Ultimate Universe that they did back in the early 2000s. Anyway, Earth 1, they've got this, they've got Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Teen Titans, and Green Lantern was the latest addition to the Earth 1 universe. I don't remember when Volume 1 came out, but it was pretty cool. I liked it. And then it was 2018. There we go. And Volume 2 is coming out in August. And it's going to introduce Jon Stewart, and he will be teaming up with Hal Jordan to fight Yellow Lanterns. So, August, you should check it out. It's going to be awesome. And if you haven't read any of the other Earth One books, I encourage you to do so, especially the Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
All right, next piece of news. If you weren't already aware, there's going to be an animated movie based on the Batman story Death in the Family, what? Which, as we all know, is when Jason Todd, quote-unquote, dies at the end of that. Spoiler alert if you've never read it. The more interesting thing about this animated film is that it's going to be interactive. So... the movie is going to allow you to choose Robin's fate. Now, this is interesting because when that story first came out, they did a poll of the that the readers voted on whether or not Robin was going to die or live. And yeah. Of course, we all know if you've read
it, he lived.
Technically he lived, but no, he died. Quote unquote died.
He lived and got edgier.
So, it's based on the 1988 classic comic book storyline, and I'm not sure when it comes out. Just says it's the next DC animated movie, and
go back up.
I'm not seeing a release date.
Huh.
2016. No. We will give you that news as we hear about it. And if you know Let us know, because apparently I don't know.
What's the...
How's it going, Chris? I see you in the chat room there.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. What's the date for Death in the Family? It's 1988.
When the movie comes out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, such a ding-dong. Okay, next piece of news.
You can't call me that.
As if you've already... if you haven't heard, there is going to be a Snyder Cut of Justice League. He's been working on that very adamantly. And from what I understand, it's going to be on HBO Max. So I'm actually looking forward to that. I want to see what the original plan was. But
yes.
A little bit more interesting is that Zack Snyder himself has confirmed that the Snyderverse trilogy, which is Man of Steel, Dawn of Justice, and Justice League, is not actually a part of the DCEU. So, what does that mean? I mean, is it not... Is Wonder Woman and Aquaman standalone films? Is that what he's saying?
They should also get rid of Aquaman and apologize and then make him blonde.
But anyway, so Zack Snyder's trilogy is not part of the DCEU, as Zack has said.
Also, the guy who wrote that article is called Jack Napier.
Yeah, this article is from Fandom Wire. So,
I want to see what else he wrote.
We'll look into that another way. Okay, another piece of news we have here is regarding Marvel Comics. And Marvel Studios is actually developing... this could be a rumor. This is coming from the MCU Exchange, so I'm not sure if this is a rumor or not. But they're in development... They're developing an Illuminati project. If you're not familiar with that, it was a storyline in the Marvel Comics. And Illuminati was... basically a group of some of the large players in the Marvel Universe, such as Tony Stark, Reed Richards, Black Bolt, Professor X, Namor, and Doctor Strange, as well as some others. So what was this news about? Are they doing a movie? Are they doing a TV show? It is not clear, but Kevin Feige's name is attached to it, so... There's a chance that it could be some sort of live-action project. So, as we hear more about that, we will let you know.
Yeah.
Next piece of news is regarding the show The Mandalorian. It was announced today that The Mandalorian was nominated for 15 Emmys. Now, usually, I don't give a rip about Emmys. Generally speaking, I don't care about award shows. But for those of you that don't know, and this might include Joey, the Emmys is kind of like the Oscars for TV shows.
Who's Oscar?
The Academy Awards, like when you win Best Picture, that sort of thing. Okay.
I never won.
Anyway, they were nominated for 15 Emmys. Including Best Drama, also including Best Special Visual Effects.
And Outstanding Sci-Fi Costumes.
Yeah, Outstanding Stunt Coordination.
Outstanding Baby Yodas.
That's not on here. Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series, and that went to Giancarlo Esposito.
Who?
Moff Gideon.
He was not a guest actor.
Well, he kind of was. He didn't show up till the end. Anyway, so it gives the Lucasfilm and The Mandalorian a little more clout in as far as TV programs go. So it's really cool that The Mandalorian is being nominated. Now when, you know what, I have no idea when the Emmys are or when they'll announce the winners. Because, like I said, I don't really watch that stuff, so... I will keep my eye on this one this year, though, because The Mandalorian is in it, so that'll be cool. Speaking of The Mandalorian, IDW Publishing, that's a comic book publishing company, is going to be putting out a new comic called The Mandalorian and the Child. And it's just called Star Wars, The Mandalorian and the Child. Not a whole lot of...
Kind of a mouthful there.
It is kind of a mouthful.
Like, chill out, guys.
So, the news originally came from Bleeding Cool, so they're fairly reputable. So the comic book is planned for later this year. There's not any specific release date. Not anything about who is writing it, or what it's going to be about. So I guess we'll find out later.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'll read it. Next piece of news, is in regards to video games. There's a video game out there called The Outer Worlds, which is put out by Obsidian. Who, if you are not aware, they are the company that developed the game Fallout New Vegas, one of the more popular editions of that series. Outer Worlds has been somewhat described as Fallout in space.
No, it's not.
It kind of is. It feels like a Fallout game, but you're in space.
Not really.
Now, Joey actually, if I remember right, you actually read the Game Informer article about this.
I sure did.
Do you remember anything about it?
I sure can. Did.
Okay.
I can tell them about it. I can make the good...
It's an action RPG.
I was going to talk about it.
It's first person only. I found out recently that there is no third person option. Ha! That's kind of a bummer. I've been playing it. I like it. It's cool. In any case, so this Outer Worlds, the reason it's a part of the news is Obsidian is releasing a downloadable content
DLC
for Outer Worlds called Peril on Gorgon.
One second.
So it's going to be new, what?
That says DLC content. That's downloadable content.
Yeah, I didn't write it. I'm just...
Yes,
talk to Sam Stone from CBR.
That sounds like
Sam,
a superhero.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Come on, Stone, get it together.
So yeah, it'll be the first DLC. See here, right here he says DLC expansion, titled Peril on Gorgon. So yeah. You're going to be exploring an asteroid base. So having not finished the original game, I am excited about the DLC, but I probably won't get to it for a while. You never finished it.
You don't know what I do at night.
So, okay, Outer Worlds. Yeah, I do. Outer Worlds was released last October and takes place in an alternate timeline where President McKinley was never assassinated and corporations took over modern society.
Who's McKinley?
William McKinley. He was the president. He died, he got assassinated, and Theodore Roosevelt took over.
Teddy Roosevelt! Whoa.
Teddy Roosevelt did not kill William McKinley. It was an anarchist by the name of Leon something.
Leon something.
Another piece of video game news is in regards to Halo. They're going to be kind of doing I guess you could call it a soft reboot. They're calling it a spiritual reboot, and it's called Halo Infinite. So if you're interested in Halo games,
I am.
That should come as some interest to you. We don't really play. I don't really play Halo because we don't have an Xbox, and that is an Xbox exclusive.
I played Halo Reach. It was great.
I do remember you playing some Halo, but
I love Halo. But yeah, I don't have. I'd like Call of Duty. But no one will buy me Call of Duty. And it's like Skyrim with guns.
I think he's talking about Outer Worlds, yeah. Skyrim with guns, yeah, in space. That makes a lot more sense than Fallout, actually. Nah, I don't know. It's a pretty cool game. Now, the last piece of news that we have is the greatest thing
Delete
ever.
Delete it. Destroy it.
The announcement was made that Swedish band ABBA will be releasing new music in 2021.
Hashtag execute ABBA.
No. No. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to play a segment of your favorite song.
Take a Chance on Me?
No. Actually, I can't find it. I don't have it.
Rainbow Connection?
No. So,
with
yeah,
it,
1970s
by Devo.
Swedish pop band ABBA will be releasing new music for the first time in several years.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
And it will be great, or it will really
Faith
suck.
Faith by George Michaels?
No. So, if you're ABBA fans, this should be some great news to you. If you're not, you should be executed in the public square.
With ABBA.
With ABBA. Wait, no, no, no.
Hashtag execute ABBA.
No, no, no.
Everybody say that in the chat. Hashtag execute
no,
ABBA.
No, no, no. Hashtag yeah. execute ABBA.
Come hashtag execute ABBA on Twitter and in the chat.
You're ridiculous.
First person.
You know you like ABBA.
First person to say hashtag execute ABBA in the chat wins something.
What do they win? We don't have anything for them to win. That does remind me.
We're going to do a giveaway.
We are going to do a giveaway here in the next couple of months. You'll be hearing more as
technically,
events progress.
Technically, we could do an actual giveaway, like now.
What would we give away?
We have movies that we know.
I'm not giving away my movies.
We have digital copies that we're never going to use. We can give away a digital copy of the Hush animated movie.
I would not do that to anybody. That movie sucked. Oh, hashtag Joey.
No, I said hashtag.
No, you need to put that on Twitter, Chris.
No. No, if somebody puts hashtag smack Joey.
Apparently, we have another ABBA fan in the chat room. All right, that was it for news.
I execute Chris, too.
You know, he is our game master for Star Wars. He could...
I mean, never mind.
He's going to Rogue One us now.
No,
thanks, Joey.
Wait a second. Okay.
So, anyway, that was it for news. We are going to talk about the X-Men movie here in just a few minutes. But we're going to jump in and play another song. What are you doing?
Take a Chance on Me stuck in my head.
Yeah, okay. That's the wrong song to get stuck on your head. Anyway...
No, I said no.
The GM will remember that.
You can't do that to me.
Just remember, Chris, that I was not a part of this, so don't Rogue One me. Just Rogue One him.
No. You can't kill me. I'm the comic relief.
Nah. Anyway, so we're going to play another song. This is from a band based out of Las Vegas. I'm not even sure if they're actually really a band anymore. They were... a band in the 90s. They probably are not a band anymore. But if they are, and you're listening, let me know when you're putting out new music. The name of the band is Boba Fett Youth. This is from their 1995 self-titled album. And the song is called Yearn for Mandalore.
Welcome. Turn it off. Welcome back to Rogue One Radio. That was Yearn for Mandalore by Boba Fett Youth and 30 Seconds of Dancing Queen by ABBA. Because everyone hates me.
Yeah, I actually did not realize. It's been a long time since I've listened to that Boba Fett Youth album, and I forgot the Yearn for Mandalore was an instrumental.
Because he's also dumb.
Well, I am not very bright, but yeah. Okay.
That's where I got it from. So, anyway.
You got that right.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about the Sonic movie.
No, we're not. We're talking about X-Men.
Oh. I'm in the wrong place.
So, 20 years ago this year, we had the X-Men movie.
That came out in 2000?
Yes, it did.
I thought graphics were...
And I remember seeing it in the theater.
I'm disappointed.
So, both of us just re-watched this recently. And, so we're going to talk about it. So, first of all, this was not the first time you've seen that movie, right?
I have watched it before. I just didn't remember how 2000 it was.
So, would you say you liked it or did not like it?
I didn't like it. No.
Really? What did you not like about it?
I didn't like the plot.
Yeah.
I don't think Magneto ever wanted to turn anyone else into a mutant. He just wanted everyone to be a mutant. He liked the mutants, not the people. He didn't want to turn the people to the mutants.
He just wanted to kill the humans.
Yeah.
Or have the humans bow down to him. Yeah. Yeah, the plot was kind of lacking. I think they could have done other ways to introduce these characters. Speaking of the characters, I want to talk a little bit about the casting.
No.
First of all, we're gonna go one by one here. Professor X.
Yes.
Okay, Patrick Stewart's perfect for Professor X.
Moving along.
Did nothing wrong with the casting of Professor X. Wolverine.
Moving along.
I think they did nothing wrong with the casting of Wolverine. Hugh Jackman was great, and it is sad to see that he will no longer be doing Wolverine.
Why not?
I think they should cast him as Wolverine in the MCU.
I think
he'll
too.
But I don't think he is because he's getting old. He's not.
Okay, yeah, so, that's a good point, Chris.
Yeah, so Chris says the original X-Men is the movie that revitalized the comic book movie industry. I would agree with that. Because before that, what did we have? We had the Superman movies.
You.
Really, what else was there prior to X-Men? Because the MCU had not started yet.
The Hulk movies.
Those were TV. Those don't count.
They're movies.
Okay. Ooh, so, moving on through the characters and the casting. Stop singing ABBA.
I can't.
What did you think of the casting of Jean Grey? You didn't like her?
No.
I thought she was good. I thought they did a good job casting her.
No.
Magneto.
Yes, moving along. He was good. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I think they did a good job casting Magneto. Although, as a young Magneto, I think Michael Fassbender was amazing.
Michael Fassbender is amazing in every movie I've seen him in.
Pretty much. And that is why he should be cast in the MCU as Dr. Doom.
Yeah. Moving on.
Storm.
Ew.
You didn't like her as Storm? I thought she was great as Storm.
She's supposed to be, she's supposed to have like an accent. I don't know.
She did have an accent.
That might not.
I thought it was great. I thought it was good. And then we come to Cyclops.
You.
You. I'm going to have to agree with Joey on this one. Not a huge fan of James Marsden as Cyclops. I thought they could have done a better job.
Are we talking about X1?
Yes.
That was
Yeah.
Wasn't he in Sonic?
Yes, he was.
Ha!
Always comes back.
Now we're talking about Sonic.
No.
Let's talk about the sequel.
No. So, I didn't care for him as Cyclops, but I essentially put up with it because he was, we were stuck with him, so we had to go with it.
The casting didn't get good until after they changed everyone.
I disagree. I think the casting in X1, as you would call it, was
bad.
Good.
Bad.
With a few exceptions.
All of them.
No.
All of them bad.
What? Patrick Stewart was bad?
Good for him.
You need to get out of this room. Hugh Jackman was good as Wolverine.
There were three good ones.
The casting of Jean Grey, who's the girl's name, I can't remember. It's Frankie something.
Only like Wolverine. Her. Only Magneto.
No.
Only...
Storm was good.
No. No.
Magneto. There's somebody I'm forgetting. Oh, what did you think of the actor that played Sabretooth?
No.
No?
No.
I thought he did a good job, but...
No.
I mean, the guy wasn't like...
He had no line except for rawr.
No, remember he said when he went into Magneto's lair and he said they knew and he's with them and or all that.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go. Now, okay. Another exception to the good casting of the movie. Just my opinion. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that I didn't like the writing of the character to begin with, but the actress didn't make it any better, and that would be the role of Rogue.
I liked
played by Anna Paquin.
I liked it.
I did not like that Rogue.
Why not?
Well, that goes into a little bit of my purist leanings in that Rogue. They didn't write well. Okay, if you really want to get general, they were not very faithful to the material to begin with, but. But they were not faithful to the Rogue character. She started out as a bad guy. She hung out.
She hung out
with Mystique for a long time, and then eventually became an X-Men. And the whole thing of they wrote in, you know, her being buddy buddy with Wolverine, not believable. She was friends with Gambit. And if you've ever read Age of Apocalypse, she was also friends, quote unquote friends, with Magneto.
What do you mean? But we're not gonna,
well, they were married. And they had a baby.
What baby?
They named him Charles.
After?
Charles Xavier, yes. Oh. Age of Apocalypse is a great X-Men story to read if you've never read it before.
I haven't.
It's pretty awesome.
I like the movie.
The movie X-Men Apocalypse?
Yeah. Let's talk about that now.
No. That's we're talking so about X-Men, better. The original movie. So
let's talk about Sonic.
Okay, live on Rogue One Radio, folks, you're going to hear me hit my son with my microphone.
No. Ow. Stop that.
All right, so...
By the way, we just missed three new messages because my dad won't scroll.
Oh, okay. Before X-Men was Spawn... Oh, I forgot about Spawn. The Nick Fury movie doesn't count, Chris. That movie sucked. Oh, the Batman movies. Yeah, how can we forget those?
She should have got the Miss Marvel. That's such a good idea. That would have been so cool.
Yeah, that's another thing. Rogue in the comic books got powers from Miss Marvel, also known as Captain Marvel in the movies. But
Carol Danvers.
Yeah, Carol Danvers, basically. But yeah, man, how could I have forgot the Batman movies?
Because you're not that
Nick
bright.
Fury movie, I can totally forget, because that movie was horrible.
Who was in it?
David Hasselhoff. Now, the Spawn movie was good. Batman movies up to a point were good. The first two were good. After that, that franchise just went to shit.
David Hasselhoff.
Anyway, so you just watched or rewatched X-Men today.
X1, yes.
Do you have any specific comments you'd like to make about the viewing?
I actually, if they had written her better, I liked how they did Rogue, kind of. If they could have written her better, I think she would have been.
Or, you know, if they had written her correctly.
Yeah. But not, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think Wolverine shouldn't have been in it. Or Rogue.
I think only
Yeah, Iceman.
If you're introducing the X-Men, then yes, they should not have been in there. But
I think only Iceman and Beast. The Beast wasn't even in it.
No, he doesn't even show up until the third one.
Yeah. What? Yeah. It should have been Beast, Iceman, Angel, who also doesn't show up until the third one.
Right.
Marvel Girl, not that crap Jean Grey they had.
That Jean Grey was awesome.
No.
She was great.
Also, I think that we should talk about the future of the X-Men.
Yeah, I would agree. After seeing that movie, Chris, I would agree that the Nick Fury movie is the reason they recast Nick Fury with Samuel L. Jackson. Because David Hasselhoff was horrible in that movie. There was nothing good about that movie. The casting was horrible. The writing was horrible. That movie was just flat out horrible.
David Hasselhoff.
Okay, but going back to what Joey said, I would agree that if they're going to introduce the X-Men as a team, I think they should have went with the originals, but...
I don't even think they should have done that.
But, here's the thing, when we come into the movie, the school has already been well established.
That's the problem.
So... Well, they're doing it from a timeline of where the X-Men have already been around for a while.
Don't say timeline.
No, that's what it is.
Don't say timeline around me. I might start talking about time. What's it called?
Timelines.
No. What was Savitar? A time.
See, now you're mixing things up. That's DC Comics.
It was a spin.
Stay on topic here.
Time.
All right.
Duplicate. Time.
Okay, we're going to have a poll on whether or not I should fire Joey from the show.
You can't fire me. I'm union.
Yeah.
Look up what Savitar is.
You really aren't.
Look up what a time.
No, I want to talk about X-Men. I don't want to talk about Savitar.
Okay.
So.
But. Yeah, I think. And this isn't going to. Let's be real. No, none of these ideas are going to be used.
Oh, certainly not.
I think Wolverine should not be in the first few MCU X-Men movie.
And I don't think that will happen.
Because
he's a popular character.
That's the problem. Is everyone got attached to Wolverine immediately, and they made him out to be this father figure for Rogue.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense at all. Fire Joey and hire Chris.
Don't know.
Hey, Chris, if you ever want to come on as a guest, you should let us. We should talk about that.
We could talk about extended universe stuff for Star Wars.
We could.
Dude, you should come on the Darth Bane episode that I'm going to be hosting. We're doing that next
week. Okay, we'll talk about that the next time we have our game.
Okay. So that's Saturday.
So we'll talk. As far as I know. So anyway, what were we talking about?
Okay, so I think for the first X-Men movie, like, they should introduce mutants real low-key.
Yeah, like gold balls.
I need you to go stand in the corner. Or let's strike two. You've played ABBA and you've talked about gold balls. You have one more strike and you stay in the corner, young man. You're 50 and I have to...
I am not 50 years old.
You're almost 50. But I think they should introduce mutants as, like, a post-credit scene. So it's like...
What?
I don't know. Somehow.
I don't know what that means.
And then the first X-Men movie, it should be Professor X getting Beast, Cyclops, Bobby, Marvel Girl, and Beast together. to make the, or Angel together, not two beasts.
Yes, Chris says the next Wolverine needs to be set to comic book, comic size, 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide, almost as hairy as Beast.
Yeah, I'm taller. I'm taller than canonical comic Wolverine.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, he could ride on my shoulders.
But back to the movie. So we cannot, as Chris said earlier, we cannot forget that this movie did revitalize the comic book industry. I would go so far as to say without the X-Men movies, I don't think there would have been an MCU.
I think.
Because I don't think Marvel would have given it a shot had the X movies not done so well.
I think, and this is going to blow everyone's mind, I think you may be correct. Let me go bite my tongue.
That's kind of scary that he's agreeing with me. No,
just kidding.
But, okay, but no, the X-Men movie from 2000. I liked it overall. I will have to agree with Joey that the plot and the storyline was kind of weak.
It was crap.
I wouldn't say it was crap. I think it was weak.
It was total garbage.
Okay.
that was weird.
And then,
I think the next movie should be the MCU X-Men first movie should be Professor X getting Beast, Cyclops, Marvel Girl, Iceman, and Angel.
He's losing his train
together
of thought.
And fighting someone.
And gold balls.
Corner.
No.
Corner.
No.
Go to the corner.
That was already my strike two. I can do strike two twice. Why do you not like gold balls?
He was great. Fine up until you decided to make a joke out of him.
I didn't make a joke out of him. I think gold balls would make an excellent addition.
No, you don't. You're so full of crap.
Okay, I don't.
Anyway, so, yeah, I think the first MCU X-Men movie should be the original five coming together to fight someone.
Magneto.
And then the second movie should be called
Brotherhood of Evil Mutants?
Yeah, it'll be the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, and we'll start bringing in Storm and then Kitty Pryde. Kitty Pryde.
We're not going to get into Kitty Pryde in the X-Men movies because she was not in the original X-Men, and that's what we're talking about tonight. But
I'm saying for like the second X-Men.
If we ever decide to do an episode about the other two X-Men movies, I will go into great detail about the casting of Kitty Pryde.
I forget her name.
Ellen Page. Who is a great actress.
She was in Umbrella Academy. She was great in that. She was Vanya, and that's a great character.
See, here's the thing. I think she was good in the X-Men movies as far as acting ability. She portrayed her part well. I don't think her part was good.
Why not?
I just didn't like that version of Shadowcat.
You mean Kitty Pryde.
Shadowcat.
Her name is Kitty Pryde.
Her name is Shadowcat.
Her name is Kitty Pryde.
Anyway, so back to X-Men. So if you have any comments about the X-Men movie, the original one, shoot us a line over at our Twitter. I think we are pretty much done talking about the X-Men movie.
Let's listen to another song. I'm going to do the outro.
This is in the outro. We still have our top five list to do.
The outro going into a song. I don't know. Here, go to
You mean
notes.
The segue?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Crystal's got a question. Real talk. How are they going to do Magneto's backstory? It's a stretch to make him a World War II survivor nowadays.
No.
Unless it takes place in the past, a la First Class, or modernize it to Bosnia or some other Eastern Bloc country under the USSR, because his backstory is kind of a big character point in the movie.
He'd be 80.
I would agree. His backstory is kind of big in the entire comic book series. So, how would they do that? Because, you know, it's 2020. That would make him severely old.
He would be about...
Unless they made some sort of entry into his backstory about how his power also gives him extended life.
That's a stretch.
It is a stretch, but how is it? Jeez, that was bad.
But that's a stretch, my Mr. Fantastic.
That was horrible.
Laugh.
No. That was not funny.
That's my first strike.
Everybody, no, that's like your 50th strike.
No, that's my first strike. But yes, that's a good point. Just like the 5'5" thing.
But how? Okay, so.
That's not up to
me. I mean, if they were going to make him Eastern Bloc, how would they explain the fact that he was, well, unless you were talking about like maybe the 90s Eastern Bloc time period, that wouldn't make him terribly old, but it would also, because they had some pretty bad stuff going on over there in the Yugoslavia area back in the 90s.
I think
that could be part of his backstory, so that's one way they could do it.
I think that this isn't worth our time thinking about, seeing as none of our ideas will be used.
That is true. I if somebody from the MCU is listening to this, you need to tell us how this is going to work.
Also, tell your friends about us. We need more viewers.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and play one more song before we jump into our... top five list, which will be top five X-Men characters or mutant characters, however you want to describe that. But this song is from actually a friend of mine from, I want to say he lives in New Hampshire now. His name is Adam Dorowski. And he put out an album in 2016 called Yay. And this song is called Thanks Obama. Let's catch them up.
president who's a socialist. I want a president who's a feminist. I want a president who's an immigrant. I want a president who's fucking sick of it.
All right, that was Thanks Obama by Adam Nowrowski.
Santa is X-Men.
I don't know what that means, Chris.
I do.
Okay, so we are now jumping into our top five list for the week, and it is going to be top five mutant characters.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to run through... Okay, we're going to... Okay, Chris, you did yours backwards. I let you know that. So he's going to redo his list. So let's start with Joey. Well, who is your number five?
John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I refuse to take him off my list.
This is what
Move
I have.
Along.
This is what I have to work
Move
with,
along.
Folks.
What's your number five?
This is what
What's
I have
your
to
number
work
five?
With, folks. All right, my number five
it's not JFK,
is Cyclops.
You.
Now, this is not based on the X-Men, X2, or X3 movies, nor is it based on the any of the other movie Cyclopses. The reason that I like Cyclops and why he's on this list is... Well, to understand this, you would have to read the Uncanny X-Men run of Brian Michael Bendis.
Marvel Now?
Yes.
Where his face looked like this?
Yes. That
Love
Cyclops
that.
Was amazing. He was awesome. He was great. Okay. Chris is chiming in with his number five. His number five is Angel.
Hey, wait, no. Put Santa Claus back.
It was good. Yeah, that, Angel's a good one.
Put Santa Claus back.
No. What is your number four, Joey?
Mine? Cable.
Okay. Why do you like Cable, and why is he your number four? Why?
Because you shoved him down my throat my entire life. What's your number four?
Why are you not going to
describe...
He's
actually a good character.
Are you going to describe why you like him?
Well, because, first of all, he's time travel, and I've always been... I've always liked time travel, but also just because he's strangely funny in a way of, I don't know, what am I trying to say here, is I feel like he has a much bigger destiny than he realizes, and he's walking around with a gun as big as me shooting things instead of going out and obtaining that destiny and saving the future.
All right, we're going to talk more about Cable later.
No, we're not.
My number four is Bishop.
You.
Bishop is a great character. Read Age of Apocalypse, and he's got a really great arc in that storyline.
Where he dies.
The character, like the actor that they had playing him in Days of Future Past was great. Only problem with that is they didn't use him enough. I think I would have liked to have seen Bishop more. Number four for Chris is Magneto.
We'll talk more about him later.
We will talk more about him. All right, what's your number three?
Hey, me and Chris have the same number three, Nightcrawler.
Okay.
This one's a weird one.
He's cool. I like Nightcrawler.
I like the idea that you have this... Because obviously... No, he was born that way because his mom... And this is going based off the comics.
Yeah.
Because if you read the comics, you know who his mom is.
Yes.
Would you like to tell?
If you haven't read the comics, there's something wrong with you. But in the comics, Nightcrawler's mom is Raven Darkholm, a.k.a. Mystique.
I thought it was Cable. That was a joke. Wait, who's his dad? Is Azel?
Is Azel, yeah.
That's funny, because you have a jerk, and a bigger jerk, and they made a demon, and also he's a Catholic.
Yes.
And that's hilarious to me. Because he literally looks like the devil. And he's over there praying.
Except he's blue and not red.
I don't care.
Okay.
The devil's... Here's a fun fact. Did you know that brimstone burns blue?
I did not know that.
That means... So just... Without knowing that, what color do you associate with hell?
Red.
Wrong. Hell is blue.
Well, also, if you read Dante's Inferno, there are several divisions of hell, and one of those levels is cold. So, not all of hell is fire and brimstone. Okay. Chris's number three was also Nightcrawler.
So, you're all wrong for thinking hell is red. It's
blue. I got it. My number three is Wolverine.
Are we going to talk about him later? No, go ahead.
Okay, so Wolverine is actually not on Chris's list either. I liked Wolverine because he is the best at what he does, and what he does is not very good. I wasn't a big fan of early Wolverine, like when he first showed up in the Hulk comic. I didn't really start to like Wolverine until after he had his first ongoing series. And then I got more interested in him. And then how I really got interested in him, I really liked the Age of Apocalypse iteration of him. He only had one hand.
That's dumb. That doesn't make sense. Healing factor. Yeah, that thing on his hand adamantium?
I'm going to have you... See, we're going to have Joey read the Age of Apocalypse storyline. So, there you go.
I don't need homework.
But Wolverine's great. He's... And actually, another... It was actually a movie, one specific movie, that got me to really, really like him. And that would be Logan. The movie Logan. That movie was awesome. That movie was awesome.
That movie was decent.
I don't want to hear your filthy mouth. Okay, who's your number two?
Magneto. It's Magneto.
Number two? We're going to be talking about him again later.
Magneto was right. We are the future, Charles, not them.
Yes, Magneto's a great character.
Magneto was right.
Chris has number two... has Cable.
Moving along.
As his number two.
Bad character.
My number two is also Cable.
Ew. Move along.
I have liked Cable.
Yes, we know.
Ever since he was a wee little lad in X-Men Inferno. He was a baby. Scott Summers and Madeline Pryor. And then...
What's X-Men Inferno?
It's a storyline. It's a story arc called Inferno.
Oh, that's the Hellfire Club.
It's about Club Limbo. It's like it's centered around magic, the character magic.
Oh,
yeah. It turns out that Madeline Pryor is called the Goblin Queen, so she's from Limbo. But they have a baby, and that baby is
Cable is Jean Grey's baby.
No, it's Madeline Pryor's.
That's why he's so messed up.
But he was raised by Jean Grey and Cyclops in the future because they jetted off into the future and raised him in the series Ascani Son, which is another cool series. I forgot who wrote that one.
A turtle with a pencil.
You're ding dong. As I've mentioned several times, in the Age of Apocalypse, there was no Cable.
Good.
What there was a character called X-Man.
Ew.
Who was basically that alternate timeline's Cable. Now, moving on...
He came from
the
future and he had a metal arm?
He actually didn't have a metal arm.
Then I'm sad. Move along.
But, speaking of Cable, Josh Brolin did a really amazing job of playing Cable in Deadpool 2.
Too bad it was such a bad movie.
You haven't even seen it.
I've seen part of it.
Anyway, he was the greatest part about that movie. All right, moving on to number one. Before you start, I am going to let everyone know that our chat room friend here, Chris, is... got his number one as Gambit. So that's cool. So Gambit in... I liked Gambit in X-Men Origins.
Wolverine.
Yeah, I liked that Gambit.
2003.
I don't like the idea of... Oh, geez, I can't even think of his name. Who's the guy they're trying to cast for Gambit in the Gambit movie? Which may or may not even happen. It's probably not even going to happen. I forgot his name.
Al Capone. Very. Who's that? Al Pacino. That's who I was thinking
of. No, no, no. It's a younger guy, and I can't remember his name. It's not an actor that I'm...
John Cena.
I'm a big fan of.
Daniel Radcliffe?
No. Not that young. Channing Tatum.
You, how old is he? No, now, no.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
No. No. I don't like him as Gambit. I liked the one from X-Men Origins.
Go back to being someone else.
All right, so, you're number one. Who's your number one?
You can go ahead.
No, I want to hear your number one.
No, I want to hear your number one. No. You go first.
You always go first.
Yeah, but I want you to go first. Ladies first. Ladies first. My number one is Deadpool.
That does not surprise me, folks.
Then why wouldn't you go first?
He really likes Deadpool.
I've been reading those comics for so long, I don't want to watch the movies because they're trash.
Yeah, they weren't very...
they were trash.
Very faithful to the source material.
No, they were not.
But yeah, it does not surprise me one bit that Deadpool is your number
they
one.
Shouldn't
My number one
is Magneto.
Is Magneto.
Thanks for watching, everyone. That's the end.
Magneto is awesome. Magneto is the greatest. He was right.
Magneto was right.
Magneto was right.
Hashtag Magneto was right in the chat.
Magneto
is
awesome. So, that is it for our top five list. And that is actually the end of our show. We don't have anything else going. Oh, we got a couple of shout-outs here. I want to give a couple of podcast shout-outs. Last week, we appeared on Scarif Live.
I think it might have been a week ago to today.
I think you...
No, I think it was Thursday.
It was on a Thursday. Yeah, just this past Thursday, we were guests on the Scarif Scuttlebutt podcast live. If you go to our Twitter, we do have a link to it. If you'd like to check that out, Joey and I were on there, and we talked about the movie Rogue One, and we talked about Dr. Aphra, and there was something else we talked about, and I don't remember what it was.
News.
Well, we did talk about news. So, yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the Scarif Scuttlebutt podcast. Make sure you go check that one out. The other one I'd like to give a shout-out to is Force of Light Entertainment. They had a really cool recent episode that was where they talked about the Dark Knight Rises movie.
That's not Star Wars.
So, no, it's not.
We're I
not
said that Wars. Too loud.
So,
also, before we go, hi Danny.
Okay. So,
you gave me such a weird look.
That was it for our show tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Chris, for being a part of the chat. Ooh. And we'll see you on
I have one
Saturday.
More thing I'd like to say.
Okay, what do you want
to
say?
I would like to say to everyone, I did just recently get a job, so I'm sorry I'm the one causing the erratic upload or recording schedule.
Really?
Because usually we try to record every week, but recently it's been every other week, barely. So I'm sorry about that. That's on me. I just got a job, and we don't always have time to, I don't always have time to record because I'm working a lot, so I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well, that was it. That's it for the show tonight. Thanks for listening, and come back for, our next episode is number 20. And
don't smack Joey twice.
Chris
don't
says I need to
Joey
smack
twice.
Joey twice.
No, no. Ah, no.
I only got you once. Okay, that's it. Thanks for showing. And check us out on social medias. Rogue, the number one radio.
Not the letter.
Yeah, not the word.
Not the word.
On Twitter and Instagram and the Facebooks.
Unless you're going to the email and then you spell out one.
Right.
And if you want to find Dad, you'll find him at Otter272 on everything. And if you want to find me, good luck.
All right.
That's our episode. See you soon.
See you next time.
Wahoo.